Peace be upon you. Listener discretion is advised as this play includes strong language, sudden loud noises, descriptions of violence, animal harm, battle scenes, and death. That which you are about to listen to is a blessing of story in service of the truth, aware that the genuine truth of which is already lost in time. It is a meditation of a potential past from people of the present in light of a promising future. Wherever you are, whatever the time, let us commune in this moment and give respect to the voices and stories of the people that weren't and were, aren't and are, that will not and will. In the name of the creative force that is the I within, may the strength of our spirit and spirit of our practice make this a sacred space of safety, power, and peace. The Mercenario and the Palawan, Act 2, Part 1.
The Frol de la Mar, flower of the sea, weighing roughly 400 tons, this magnificent beast on the water was almost twice the size of most of her contemporaries. Built in 1502 CE in the shipyards of Lisbon, the Frol de la Mar was purposed for the Carreira de India, the annual run of a Portuguese fleet to their colonies in the east. The Frol de la Mar took her maiden trip under the command of Estevão da Gama and cousin Vasco da Gama, the latter of whom made the first recorded trip from Portugal to India via the Cape of Good Hope. After the da Gamas, it came under the command of João da Nova, who went on to participate in Tristão de Cunha's conquest of Socotra. However, when it was expected to return to Portugal, the second governor of Portuguese India, General Alfonso de Albuquerque, retained the ship for himself as part of the fleet heading
to Malacca.
So sailed 18 ships carrying roughly 800 Feringhis and 600 native sepoys, but the journey was not a smooth one.
Relatorio. Irish?
Our ship was lost, but we recovered all our men, Your Excellency. Might I suggest we find a port to recuperate?
Do it.
As fate would dictate, at the port of Padir, within the northwestern tip of the modern Indonesian archipelago, the Feringhi fleet was met by a small company of Portuguese sailors who served alongside Rui de Araújo, a man who has been serving as a prisoner of the Malaccan Sultanate.
The Sultan forced them to deny their faith. He wanted them to become Moors. He even bound some of their hands and feet to have them circumcised. They managed to escape, but Your Excellency, the Sultan must pay for this. Forcing their conversion like that, it's barbaric.
Lieutenant Iris, do you not think we would do the same once Malacca is ours? We too venture to make Christians out of pagans and Moors, do we not? Take heed not to overfeed the beast of your baser emotions. Especially if you have ambitions to be captain.
Yes, General. There is something else, Your Excellency. They spoke of a man by the name of Naoda Begia. There were rumors that he served in the Malaccan Sultanate as a Laksamana, an admiral, before he was sentenced to die alongside other senior members of the court.
Yes. Captain Araujo told me of this incident in his letter.
It is said that this Naoda Begia is,
Spit it out, Irish.
That he is unkillable, Your Excellency. That no wounds would ever cause blood to spill from his body. He was thus sentenced to castration and left Malacca in exile. He was last heard of in a little harbor east of here, but he set sail as soon as word reached him of your excellency's arrival. I fear he may be headed back to Malacca to warn the Sultan.
To redeem himself. Prepare the fleet. We make our chase at first light.
Good sail!
General! General, look! I think we found him. A small vessel east. It's moving fast. But the wind has dropped. How's that possible?
Lieutenant Pereira, that is a Panga Jaoa. They are rowing. Take a few rowboats and intercept them.
The boat is ours! Come on, men! It's you, isn't it? You are now Da Begia.
Well done, Irish. It seems you have captured a few Moors. Perhaps they could tell us where that disgraced Malaccan admiral...
And that was the moment the general saw. Now Da Begia slumped over with a rapier impaled through his chest. Not a drop of blood in sight. He lifts his head to the general and smiles.
Your Excellency, the prisoners say this is sorcery from the bracelet on his arm. It is made of gold and bones of a magic beast, General.
Well, have you thought of taking it off, Lieutenant?
Ares approaches the eunuch, whose eyes remain transfixed upon the general. Still smiling, the bracelet is removed.
Lieutenant Irish Pereira, let it be known that you were first to kill an unkillable man. I shall keep this bracelet as a gift for the king.
Will this magic work on Christians, General?
You have proven yourself more than once, Irish. Take Taforea, a modest ship. You are a captain now, and I have a mission for you. By the grace of São Tiago, Malacca will be ours!
Look at me, son. Remember, the answer is trade.
No. We have to leave. We have to go now. Palawan Surya. Surya, we must leave. He is here. They are here. My people are here. The Feringis are here. The devil Dabakeak is here.
Surya, accord. Your fever has broken. You need to eat. It's me. It's Alvaru. Here, water. The Luchuan has gone to get us more supplies. He should be back soon. Most of the militia are focused on setting up defenses, but many are still on the lookout for us. How are you feeling? I'm sick of being stuck in this warehouse. We're so close to the bridge. I tried talking to the Luchuan swordsman, but he doesn't speak any Portuguese. I know. Malayu important. I should have spent more time learning Malayu than dueling, eh, Surya? I'm surprised you haven't tested skills with a Luchuan. What was it you called him? Samurai? What is that? Is that Palawan in Luchu? Either way, I do like his saber. He's a quiet man, isn't he?
Nothing to say. No talk.
He speaks!
Hey, give me roti. How long Shokensen go?
A day, I think. Time makes no sense down here. I've got something for you.
My blades. You have yours?
Yes. My lockless kuris and my big balls.
Apa?
The Shabandar.
He died?
He was trying to protect you, wasn't he? I could see it in his eyes.
He do what he must. I do what I must.
What exactly happened?
Tell me about your general.
He's not my general.
Tell me.
Well, he's more than just a general, that I can tell you.
Tell me all.
He is a man of ancient lineage, cousin to Spanish kings. A man of God, devoted to the Apostle Santiago. He is a Knight of the Order of Christ. He is Duke of Goa, second Viceroy of Portuguese India, a military genius and a ruthless commander.
Bad father?
How did you... He was no father. I know every move he makes, every tactic. All he knew, he taught me.
You did not tell us about him before he came.
I had no choice.
Always have choice. You make wrong. Now Ferengi here with many friends in Malacca.
I needed to do this on my own.
Why you want to kill him?
But does that matter now? Does any of it matter?
What was your plan? How you want to kill him? You have no plan. Bodo.
It's better if I do things alone. When I involve others, they tend to lose their heads.
When you don't, they also die. Strength comes from together. Naga Putih. So what he do, now he here.
The trumpets and cannon fire we experienced that night when Raja... I realized this all to create panic, disguised as fanfare announcing the arrival of the fleet. This panic will cause those who are not fortunate enough to have a seat at Utimuti's table to attempt to sail away from Malacca. But they will be stopped by the Portuguese fleet, then urged to return to the port, with every show of friendship, I'm sure. They will make plain that the King of Portugal has no issues with the foreign traders, only the Malaccan Sultanate. He must understand. He will use everything in his disposal to create chaos so that he can exploit it. He sows seeds of doubt, creating opportunities for a shift of alliances.
Malacca must be whole.
Yes, but it won't be long before the rest, even the Luchuan, realize that Portuguese come with...
Stronger cannons? But we have more warriors.
Yes, but there is something they have that is even stronger than your warriors. A just cause. The Sultan made his first mistake by imprisoning Rui de Araux and his sailors 2 years ago. The general has more than good reason, even in the eyes of the public, to demand for their release and payment in damages.
And Sultan execute Bendahara and Temenggong, so many Utimuti's guests, so many Deraka. Malacca, not together. What general want?
First, he will demand for the release of the Portuguese prisoners, which, from I gather of Shokan San's gestures, has already happened.
They release. No more just cause.
Yes. But now they will demand for payment in damages. They will want Malacca, albeit indirectly. Perhaps the rights to build a factory or a fort. Either way, they mean the control of the Malaccan Straits.
So general don't want destroy Malacca?
No. They want the support of the traders in the trade route. It would be bad for business to fire at Malacca.
Are you sure?
No one knows him better than I. Puta merde!
You said they not fire at Malacca!
Wait! That's not...
They not attack for weeks! Why now they attack?
But they don't sound like... Wait... No. What day is it? Puta merde! It is the 25th today! It's the day of Santiago Matador de Moros.
Siapa?
That's St. James the Moor Slayer. They're moving up the beach today, I'm sure of it.
You sure they not fire cannon? Now they fire cannon. Now you sure they come up the beach?
Those aren't Portuguese cannons. They are Malaccan mortars. Malacca is defending itself. That figure de mai. I should have known he would choose this day.
They attack so close here. To Pasa. Why not Istana?
Puta merde. They mean to take the
bridge.
Now. Although the bridge's defenses proved to be quite intimidating, with the council of Rui de Araux, who had spent years a captive in Malacca dreaming up revenge, de Albuquerque now knew that whoever had control of the bridge dividing Malacca had Malacca.
Palawan Surya! 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 We need to meet them on the beach!
Defend bridge. River is blood mercenario. Blood go where? To heart.
The Istana.
They take the bridge. Go up Istana. Laka fall.
I need to find him. He will be among his men.
Jom. We fight.
The great Alfonso de Albuquerque, unable to beach his men with adequate cover fire from his own cannons, resorted to building armed rafts, floating batteries which could drift into the shallow waters whilst providing a basic defense for his ground troops. Javanese gunmen and swordsmen clambered to defend the river mouth as the Feringis arrived. Among the Malaccans also stood Orang Laut warriors armed with poisoned blowpipes and throwing spears, scrambling to make quick work of the Feringi invaders. But be prepared. Listen carefully. Things are about to get quiet.
Are those fucking elephants?
War Gajah! That is the prince! Tengku Ahmad is forward, here to fight! Yeah!
The duelists head towards the bridge where they could just make out half a dozen armed rafts, some already landed, others floating towards the river mouth!
Naga Putih!
The Malaccan warrior runs into the mercenario, knocking him out of the way of a wounded elephant running amok! The duelists turn only to see the elephant lay its destruction to at least a dozen more of Malacca's own men.
Naga! Look!
There are more rafts coming in, but the mortars up by the bridge aren't doing much.
We must go down! Fight with Tengku! Naga Putih, you ready to kill your people?
I'm only here for one.
You are dressed like Malacca now. You not kill Feringi, but Feringi kill you. Go look for General. I fight with Tengku. I see you after.
Inshallah.
Yeah!
It was right then that our mercenario sees along the opposite side of the riverbank, Shokensan engaging in combat with a young Feringi captain who appears to be overwhelmed by the Lu Chuan samurai.
Irish, merde. They're attempting to take the bridge from both sides.
Pahlawan Surya charges at a group of freshly beached Feringis, fumbling to reload their matchlocks. A Feringi falls in front of him, and the Pahlawan turns briefly to see the Tengku Ahmad drawing back a new arrow from his ornate bow.
Makasih, Tengku!
Pahlawan Surya turns back and spots a Portuguese naval officer donning armor worthy of a noble status.
Finally, someone worth killing.
Shokensan, stop!
Alvaro, fica longe! What are you doing?
Saving your life! No, Jangan! Stop! Shokensan! It's me! Alvaro!
The samurai's knees buckle from the shot. The mercenario goes to help him up, but the Lu Chuan pushes the Feringi aside as a sword.
No! Arash, you fool! What have you done?
He would have had to kill you! You need to pick a side, Alvaro. Either start fighting for us or against us. Look at you! Where is your breastplate? You're dressed like them! You wear their daggers on your waist!
Where is he?
You can't expect to enter a battle like this and hope to kill just one man!
Tell me so I can end this!
Listen to me, Alvaro. You have been lost for so long. Turn about, charge inland, and let the light of Santiago guide you!
You don't understand, Irene!
I understand more than you know, Alvaro. He spared your life by letting me lead you away that night. He knew the sentence that had to be carried out to the mutineers. The shame of his ward, his prodigy, defying him. You were better off disappearing.
What? You told him. You warned him of Vasconcelos' plans. It was you!
I saved you from a severed neck, Alvaro.
You!
You want to kill me now too, brother.
Tengku Ahmad! Tengok! Your Grace, that man in the armor. I see him! We are Tengku Ahmad of Malacca! We are hungry for glory, and our keris thirsty for Feringi blood! Pahlawans of Malacca, charge!
Shocked by the sudden fervor of the amok-ridden Malaccan offensive, the Ferengi officer in full armor begins to lose control of his command.
Stand strong, Ferdinand. Your general is here. Let's make the Magellan name proud. Come, São Tiago!
There he is. I see the field in my... I can't let you. I'm sorry, Alvaro.
Do not stand in my way, my friend.
You've always been so ungrateful for everything the general has done. I would have done anything to be in your place and learn from the great...
He is no great man! Vasconcelos would still be alive if it weren't for you.
The general is not the man you make him out to be.
He is a mass murderer! Do not make me do this, Irish.
On your guard, traitor of Portugal.
A fog of smoke begins to envelop the battlegrounds as winds push a Ferengi fire from the mosque to the other buildings. A flurry of fear and panic along with it.
We must fall back, Your Grace. The Ferengis have taken the southern tip of the bridge.
We must drive them back away from the Istana.
I can't see a damn thing through this smoke.
From on top of this gaja. We can see. Follow.
Do not run from me, Alvaro.
Go! Take the Istana. Let me have my revenge.
We have the boy. The weakling you were so fond of. The little shit overheard us talking that night.
Awang, have you hurt a hair on his head?
He couldn't wait to tell us all about what you've been up to in Malacca with your Moorish friend. He is quite the talker, I have to say. Or should I say, was?
No!
Unlike Vasconcelos, my, did the young boy cower, and did he scream? He screamed for his mother, Alvaro. He screamed for you too.
No! You will die! You will die!
Tanku! You must leap! The cannons! The elephant is amok!
The Tunku leaps off the elephant's back. Behind him, the elephant charges forward towards the oncoming troop of Ferengi invaders.
Your Grace, you must fall back to the Istana. We cannot see how far forward the Ferengis on the south side have reached. We will stay here and defend the bridge. You and who? Go, Your Grace!
The Malaccan Tunku runs toward the Istana, disappearing in the smoke. Surya turns to the mercenario, who still charges at the Ferengi captain in fits of rage.
You'll die here!
Nagapute! Remember your name!
You are a disgrace to Portugal, Alvaro. You had a choice!
You have a choice! Control!
With that, Pahlawan Surya turns, pulls up a fallen shield and makes his way to face the second wave of Ferengis on the bridge, now under the command of General D'Albuquerque.
Look at him, making his way towards the general. You and your Moorish friend will die today, Alvaro. You can all join the little boy in the hell he now burns in.
Captain Ares lunges forward. Taking a deep breath, the mercenario spins the Karak sword, reversing its grip, and in the same move Pahlawan Surya did so many weeks before, he dodges the lunge, slices through Ares' side, making him fall to his knees. The mercenario goes behind the man he once considered his friend. He pulls out his luckless kris, and a flash of heat buzzes up his arm as he places the kris point in the dip behind the captain's collarbone. The executioner is ready.
I'm sorry, my friend.
D'Albuquerque!
D'Albuquerque!
from a distance, the general locks eyes with the mercenario, where a thousand words of hate and disappointment are exchanged.
I'm coming for you.
And suddenly, Tunku Ahmad of Malacca and hundreds of Malaccan, Javanese, Turk, and Persian warriors appear out of the smoke, charging onto the bridge!
You will not win, little man! None of you nativos will!
The mercenario, on a warpath, cuts down the Ferengi soldiers in his way, no longer concerned with dealing death to his own people.
Dabakir! Your son calling.
You speak my tongue. How nice of you to learn.
Malacca speak all languages.
Well, Malacca does not speak war like I do more.
No!
Puta merda! That sword does not belong to you.
I will gut you with your own sword! Together, naga putih! Look around you, Your Excellency. You are losing the bridge.
They begin to make ground, forcing the general to take several steps back before.
You cut me.
The duelists and the general himself are all caught off guard, not just by the strike, but by the way the skin of the general's cheek slowly began to stitch itself back together without a drop of blood.
Puta merda.
It works on Christians.
He looks down at the gold and bone bracelet, which the duelists now too notice.
General, Ilishtar Mushkar, we must fall back. Captain Dubrow is hurt.
Ferdinand!
Alvaro!
Fall back!
No!
Ferengi soldiers swarm the general, pushing the duelists back as the Malaccans chase them off the bridge. As Malacca celebrates the successful defense of their city, D'Albuquerque sits upon a raft with his soldiers, retreating back to the Frol de la Mar.
Do we still have the boy?
He's on board the Frol, Your Grace.
Good. Do not worry, Ferdinand. The captain will live.
He grabs the captain's arm, the bracelet of gold and bone, pushing against Captain Dubrow's skin. The general's experiment proves to be a success as the captain's face stops bleeding, begins to heal slightly, and his breathing calms.
Do not be discouraged by this battle. Look upon your captain. Witness this miracle of God, men. Malacca will be ours soon enough. For look at how the light of São Tiago now heals your captain this very moment. Malacca will bask in its temporary glory. They will become arrogant and prideful. Then, when we strike again, it will be like how it is sung of in the Battle of Clavijo. The Malaccan dogs will be slain by the sword of São Tiago, O Matador de Moors!
Meanwhile, back on the bridge.
Why the happy losing?
They will be spurred by the general. Such is his charm. We both saw that, yes? He did not bleed.
No.
He healed. That bracelet? What was that?
Magic. From all gods.
How the hell did he get it?
I know not. Tell me, Nagu, why you want to kill the general?
Killing him is the only way I'll be free.
You are not free now. What will you do after you kill him?
I... I don't know. I never thought that far.
Perhaps you not die in try.
Perhaps.
Now he has bracelet. You get your wish.
Surya, mercy will not be in his vocabulary now. He will kill all that do not benefit his future here. Only those tied to other trade kingdoms will be spared. Do you understand me? He will target the Moors.
Melayu.
Yes.
We not let him. Come. We must find Tengku. Go to Sultan. Make clear our nama.
The battle is won, but the day is far from over. For now, our duelists walk towards the Istana to face royal judgment.
End of Act 2, Part 1. Thank you for listening. Tune in for more of The Mercenario and the Palawan. That which you have listened to was a blessing of story in service of the truth, aware that the genuine truth of which is already lost in time. It is a meditation of a potential past from people of the present in light of a promising future. Wherever you are, whatever the time, let us commune in this moment and give respect to the voices and stories of the people that weren't and were, aren't and are, that will not and will. In the name of the creative force that is the I within, may the strength of our spirit and spirit of our practice make this a sacred space of safety, power, and peace. If you enjoyed this production, please consider supporting us through donations or by purchasing a merchandise bundle. Included are exclusive posters, designed bookmarks, a program, and a historical reader outlining the socio-political context, events, real characters, and artistic liberties taken in this piece of historical fiction. Please keep trading ideas, lessons, and stories with an open heart, so that we may all seek to be better. Peace be upon you, the Mercenario and the Palawan.